Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Yes, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. And the reason is this. Before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Mind you, that's before the meat is weighed and priced, which means more meat for your money. And it's top U.S. government grades of beef. It's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. Yes, in Kroger cut beef, you get a better value in top grade beef. For example, take a specific cut of beef. Say a Kroger cut chuck roast. Before the roast is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess waste and stringy meat. That means you get a better value because you get more solid meat, only a minimum of bone. Yes, you receive more meat, less waste, whether you buy a steak or roast. So visit your neighborhood Kroger store soon. Get Kroger cut beef. It gives you more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. The hopes and dreams of a lifetime can be dispelled or shattered in a second. A flash from a gun in the hands of Jim Martin, Peg Martin's estranged husband, may yet be the flash of an instant that brings disaster to beautiful Penny Gibbs. For though the shot was intended for Peg, it is Penny who is in the hospital, gravely wounded. In her room, where she has just come out of a coma, Penny looks up at her mother.
Hello, Mother.
Oh, Penny, darling.
Mother, what's the matter? What happened to me? Why am I here?
Now, don't talk too much, darling. The doctor won't let me stay with you if you do.
All right, darling, I'll be quiet. I'll just listen to you. Oh, Mother, tell me what's the matter with me.
Well, Penny, do you remember Nora's party?
Mm-hmm.
Well, don't you know what happened?
Well, everybody was laughing and having fun. And then I don't remember, Mother.
Peg Martin's husband arrived.
Oh, I do remember now, darling, but it doesn't make any sense.
Well, maybe we'd better not talk about it just now, dear.
No, Mother, you better tell me. I feel so numb and so weak and so drowsy. Oh, Mother, what is the matter with me?
You've been hurt, Penny. You've been shot.
Oh.
It was an accident, darling, and you're going to be all right.
Oh, I remember now, darling. I remember that it was Peg's husband. He was going to kill her. And then I remember hearing a noise.
Yes, darling.
How is Peg? Is she going to be all right?
She's perfectly all right, Penny. The shot intended for her went wild, and you were hit instead.
That's how it was. Well, I'm glad Peg's all right.
You're going to be all right, too, dear.
You mean it isn't serious, huh?
Well, it's serious, yes, but we know it's going to be all right just the same.
Of course it is, Mother. How's the birthday party going?
The birthday party?
Nora's party. I hope it still is going.
Darling, the party was Wednesday, and this is Friday.
This is Friday?
Yes.
You mean I've been here since Friday? What, have I been sleeping?
Yes, darling, but it's all right. The doctor said it was all right for you to sleep that long.
Mother, that's 2 days. You must have been frantic.
No, darling, we've all been worried about you and terribly upset because you were hurt, but we're all very sure about you now.
I won't disappoint you, Mother. What's happened to Peg's husband?
He's been arrested, dear.
And Peg?
She's at home looking after things for us. She wants me to tell you how sorry she is.
Why should she be sorry, Mother? It wasn't her fault. I guess it wasn't anybody's fault.
Will you tell Johnny that?
Tell Johnny that? Well, why?
He hit Jim's arm, darling. He tried to push it upward, but it was too late. That's why you were hit.
Now I do remember. He had a gun, and Freddie saw that he had a gun. And Freddie and Johnny fought with him. And then there was a noise. Oh, Ted.
Penny, what's the matter?
I guess I felt a little bit of pain, but it was just a little.
Well, I'd better call a nurse,
no,
dear.
No. I guess there's always pain in a thing like this, I guess. I'm not sure. I've never been shot before.
Poor darling. I'd better call a nurse.
No. Mother, it isn't anything. Anyway, the worst is over, isn't it?
Well, they've taken the bullet out, if that's what you mean. They did that this morning.
Well, then there shouldn't be any more trouble. All I have to do now is to get well.
Darling, I'm sorry, but I can't stand to see you in pain. You'll have to let me get the nurse.
All right, maybe you better. I feel so dizzy and so weak. So tired. I could sleep for 100 years.
Yes, Mrs. Ross, I'll tell her you called as soon as I see her. Bye.
That Mrs. Ross again, Nora?
Yes, Freddie, for the third time today.
Holy mackerel, that phone's been ringing more than a firehouse alarm bell during a 10-blow fire.
It has been ringing a lot, but, well, everybody in town wants to know how Miss Gibbs is getting along, and they won't tell them anything at the hospital.
Well, what can we tell them here but just what they tell us at the hospital? Just the same, no change.
It's been only 2 days. It seems like 2 years.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Fine birthday party you had, Nora.
Oh, Freddie, you don't think I care because my birthday party was spoiled, do you?
Nah, not you. You've probably forgotten that it happened on your birthday.
No, I haven't. That makes it all the more awful. Just before it happened, Miss Gibbs was saying such nice things to me.
You had all those nice things coming, Nora. And a lot more nice things, too. Only the accident sort of put the damper on things. Say, Nora, do you mind waiting for a while till we see how things go with Gibbsy?
Oh, I know what those other nice things are going to be, Freddie. And of course they can wait. We mustn't think about ourselves until Miss Gibbs is well again.
Oh, you're still here, Mother.
Yes, Penny, I'm still here.
I guess I went to sleep again, didn't I?
Yes, darling.
How long did I sleep this time? Another 2 days?
No, just a short while. The nurse gave you something for the pain and you went to sleep.
Pain seems to be gone, hmm?
I hope so.
Oh, yes. Yeah, it is gone.
That's good. Why don't you try to sleep again, dear?
No. I have such terrible dreams when I do sleep.
Oh.
Mother, they're just worse than nightmares. They're too real for nightmares. I hear such loud noises, and they hurt my ears. And faces of people that I know seem distorted and all melted into one another. They're awful dreams.
Oh, they'll go away pretty soon, darling.
I hope so. Oh, I just dread the thought of falling asleep and hearing those noises and seeing those faces again.
You have a fever, darling. Bad dreams sometimes come with fever, and as soon as it goes away, the dreams will go away, too.
I hope you're right, darling.
You sure you don't want to close your eyes and try to sleep again? Maybe if I hold your hand, you won't dream.
Maybe. Let's try.
Very sleepy?
Mm-hmm. I feel so dizzy and so weak. I feel so tired I could sleep for 100 years.
Holy mackerel. You wouldn't think as good a looking building as this was a hospital, would you, Nora?
No, it's beautiful, isn't it, Freddie?
Yeah.
Looks just like a country club.
Oh, sure isn't. Guess we can park here all right, huh?
I don't see a no parking sign or a fire hydrant, so I guess it's all right, Freddie. Oh, Crickets, I hope they let us see Miss Gibbs.
Me too. I guess they will if everything's all right, though.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get out on your side, too, Nora.
All right. Oh, it's a lovely day, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, if Gibbsy hadn't stopped that slug, I guess she and her ma would be out in the yard digging a garden by now.
She'll be out in the garden pretty soon, Freddy. Oh, Crickets, I hope so.
Same here. Oh, here's a door we can go in.
Golly, hospitals make me nervous.
Me too. One good thing about them.
Yeah.
When you're sick, they make you well. Oh, there's the elevator over there. It's self-service, Nora.
Well, don't we have to ask to go up and see Miss Gibbs?
Oh, not when you come in this way. I sort of ducked out of taking us in through the main entrance.
Oh, Freddy.
Well, we want to do everything we can to see her, don't we?
Yes, but hospitals have rules, Freddy, and they're for a reason.
Sure, but hospital rules are as overdone as burnt toast sometimes. Oh, here's the elevator. Open and waiting for us, too. Come on, let's duck in before somebody stops us.
Freddy, I think we ought to ask.
Come on, we're in the elevator already. It's too late to argue. Now, let's see. I push the button that says 3. Gibbsy's up in room 310.
Freddy, we can get into trouble doing this. Or maybe upset Miss Gibbs if we go in and see her without permission.
Well, we'll ask permission when we get up on her floor. Mm-hmm. There's a nurse at the desk. One of those efficient ones, too. When I brought the stuff over for Mrs. Billings the other day, she gave me a third degree before she let me go by.
Well, you'll be sure to ask her before we go to Miss Gibbs' room.
Don't worry, Crickets, I will. Well, here we are, third floor.
Oh, there's the desk. But I don't see the nurse you were talking about.
Don't you worry about her. She'll see us. It is funny. There isn't anybody around.
Maybe somebody is terribly sick all of a sudden.
Could be. Don't see Mrs. Billings sitting in the hall. Oh, I guess she's in Gibbsy's room, though. Come on, Crickets. Down this way.
Oh, Crickets. Quieter I try to be, the more noise I make.
Yeah, that's what's wrong with these places. Every time... Uh-oh, Crickets. Somebody's coming out of Gibbsy's room.
It's Mrs. Billings.
And a nurse. And Mrs. B is crying. Come on, Crickets. Something's wrong. Mrs. Billings. Mrs. B.
Oh, Freddy. Freddy, I was hoping somebody would be here.
Mrs. Billings, what happened?
Nora, you darling, you couldn't have come at a better time.
Well, hey, Gibbsy isn't...
No, Freddy. But she's taking a turn for the worse.
Huh?
They're going to have to operate to save her life.
Will an operation save the life of Penny Gibbs? Or is this the tragic end for the lovely young girl who has brought so much happiness to others? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger Cut Beef. And Kroger Cut Beef means more meat for your money. That's right. Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat, less waste. Because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. For example, if porterhouse steak is your favorite, you'll find that at Kroger's, you don't pay steak price for stringy ends and waste. The Kroger method of cutting beef removes the long, stringy end and excess waste before the steak is weighed and priced. But see for yourself by visiting your Kroger store. Notice that you get more meat, less waste, and it's top U.S. government grades of beef. Beef that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat for your money. Yes, everybody's happy when you go to your neighborhood Kroger store for Kroger Cut Beef. Your family loves the deliciousness, the juicy flavor of Kroger beef. You love the way it cooks up so perfectly, and your pocketbook loves the fact that Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat for your money. Get some without delay. Get Kroger Cut Beef and get more meat, less waste at your neighborhood Kroger store. Be sure to listen in Monday, same time, same station, for another absorbing transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.